The state's new education commissioner has been on the job for just over a week now, and she's been traveling the state on a listening tour to reach out to teachers, school boards, and others who may have been buffeted by an intense political climate during the most recent legislative session. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt caught up with Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia at a meeting of the Rural Schools Association in Cooperstown.
This is my first official speech, if this is a speech, to any group in the state of New York. You're it, guys.
Commissioner Elia, who began her job on July 6th, was not really prepared to give a full address at the Rural Schools Association, but she gamely offered her remarks after spending the day attending sessions and meeting school board members and administrators at their summer gathering. Elia, a Western New York native, began her teaching career in the Buffalo suburb of Amherst before eventually becoming the superintendent of a large school district in Florida. She comes back to New York at a time when parents are so upset over what top politicians say was the botched rollout of the new Common Core learning standards that they allowed their children to boycott the tests. Around one-fifth of students statewide did not take the math and English tests required for third through eighth graders last spring. To add to that, the teachers' union is feuding with Governor Cuomo, and school boards are worried about the implications of a property tax cap that's been extended for another 4 years. Perhaps as a way to ease the strife, Elia says she intends to take everyone's views into consideration and work with them. She says there's one word to describe her style.
It would be the word collaborative. We worked with our union.
Elia received credit for working with teachers in her previous job in Florida. She was asked to leave, though, last February after some new school board members were elected. The new commissioner says New York teachers who are seeking more input into standardized tests that will be used to rate their performance will get more chances to design those tests going forward under a new contract signed with testing company Questar. Questar was chosen over Pearson, which previously held the contract and became a lightning rod for complaints.
I'm going to work very hard to have teachers be part of the agenda to support students, and I think that will help us a lot. And that will go a long way for teachers to feel like they have a voice in what's happening.
Elia says schools may be granted one-year waivers to delay new teacher evaluations championed by Governor Cuomo and passed during the state budget if they can demonstrate that they are working with their teachers' unions toward designing new reviews. The waivers were created by the State Board of Regents following complaints by schools that a deadline of this November was not enough time.
If they show that there is good progress being made or that there's a strong attempt to make, then they'll be in a position to access a waiver.
Governor Cuomo has said he hopes the waivers are granted as exceptions and not the rule. David Little, executive director of the Rural Schools Association, says the one-year waiver option helps.
The waivers help with an incredibly doctrinaire law that didn't recognize the realities of the situation.
But he says the law itself is fundamentally flawed.
The real solution to that was to change the law, not to have everybody exempted from the law, and then have you be over a barrel with the union in order to get it done on time, and have to prove that you have a hardship to do it. In order to prove a hardship, you're going to have to say that we can't get this agreement, which leads to discord with your local teachers.
Little says he hopes that under the new education commissioner, the adults will stop bickering and get back to figuring out what's best for the kids. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.